You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Statistics New Zealand regularly conducts food price surveys, which include supermarket groceries, takeaways, and restaurants. The information is sorted by food groups. Recent data shows that the price of fruit and vegetables may finally be stabilizing relative to inflation, although the price is still higher than this time last year. To find out more, I spoke to James Mitchell, manager of consumer price delivery at Stats NZ. I started our interview by asking what range of time the data collected covered.
So we recently released our September month food price index, so that covered the September month, but also looks at the September 2023 month versus the same time a year ago. And last week we also published our general inflation figures that covered the September quarter as well.
Did some food groups contribute to the price increase more than others?
Yes, so in the September month, we actually saw food prices fall. Fruit and vegetable prices were the main drivers behind that. But when you still compared annually, we still saw prices increase quite a bit. And that was your grocery foods, sort of think your middle aisles of a supermarket, your lollies, eggs, chips, they were behind that increase.
Did the price of restaurant meals increase as well, and if so, by how much?
Yeah, so dining out at restaurants and cafes or getting takeaways, the price of that's been rising steadily. So if you're sitting down for a meal, you're looking at about 8% more than it was this time last year, and going to get a coffee and scone or a takeaway meal will set you back an extra 9%.
Now, you mentioned the price had decreased. Was that the overall price that decreased or the rate of increase that has flattened?
So we actually saw the prices in September fall. It was a small fall, but a fall nonetheless. It was pretty much just the fruit and veg prices doing that. We saw some increases in some other food groups, but some of the largest food groups like the grocery and meat, they were pretty flat. Well, they were flat in September.
Is the cost decrease in line with inflation or is it beyond that?
So if we look at the September quarter, which is where we can make that comparison. So inflation in the September quarter was 1.8% and food in that quarter actually increased 0.9%. So over those 3 months, that was about 8% of inflation. But if we look at the annual picture again, where we saw 5.6% in overall price increases. Food was still up nearly 9% for the year, and that was about 30% of that inflation. So we are starting to see smaller price rises in recent months. It's sort of moderating a bit.
How does the changing cost of food compare with countries overseas?
So we're currently sitting at about the same level as Australia, so around that the high 8-9%. There are other countries which are doing a bit worse than we are, a bit better, you know, high prices increases, lower price increases. But yeah, we're about the same as Australia.
Besides fruit and vegetables, are there any other food groups that saw a decrease in price relative to inflation?
Not in the most recent month, but over the last few months, we have seen meats and grocery foods also fall. Same with non-alcoholic beverages. But longer term, every fruit group is high and more expensive than it was this time last year. But only fruit and vegetables have been increasing at a lower rate than overall inflation.
How does Stats NZ gather data about food prices?
So we collect data in a couple of different ways. So one of our main ways we collect data, we have pricing offices located around the whole country. And they'll go into all sorts of different food stores, such as greengrocers, butchers, restaurants, cafes. They take the prices of different products in those stores and send them back to us here in Wellington. And we also get data directly from the supermarkets too to round out that picture.
Finally, are there any positives to our economy with the increase in food prices, or is it all negative?
So I'm sure we're all sort of feeling the squeeze with those increases in food prices. In general, though, there is some, you know, a small level of price increases, which is seen as healthy to try and make sure that people continue to want to buy now rather than hold off their purchases, and that discourages businesses from putting out new products or growing new produce. So, yeah, it is life at the moment, but generally a small level is considered healthy. From next month, we're going to be releasing some more monthly statistics on prices. So we're going to be adding in monthly petrol and diesel prices, airfares, so cost of going home to go visit family, accommodation, so your holidays, as well as our non-alcoholic beverages and cigarettes group as well. So that's going to be in addition to the food and the rental prices we currently do monthly.
Next, I spoke to Jeremy Neve, who works at the Wellington City Mission, particularly the Social Supermarket, a new project aimed at replacing the traditional food bank model. I started our interview by asking him what they do. Here is that piece now.
Okay, so we run a social supermarket. We no longer run a food bank. And the fundamental difference is people come into an area that's set up like a small supermarket. They get given a points value and they get what they want, so they help themselves to what we have. Rather than us giving them what we have, they get to choose.
The price of fruit and veggies dropped in September relative to inflation. However, the overall price is still higher than September of last year. Have you seen an increase or a decrease in food prices?
There's been an increase generally. Yeah, we notice that we are buying in vegetables weekly, and we've definitely noticed an increase in price.
How about other grocery items?
Yes, it's just a general trend upwards. It's not dropping, but yeah, general trend up.
Are you seeing an increase or a decrease in the amount of donated food items over the past year?
City Mission's been around for coming up 125 years, so we have a very strong donor base who donate goods to us every week. So yes, we are, and some corporates who support us are donating more, which is fantastic.
Are you seeing an increase or decrease in the number of people coming in for food over the past year?
Definite increase in the number of people coming through, definitely.
Do you think that's related to the increased cost of living?
It definitely plays a part in the increase. And we see a lot of people who are just getting caught with one-off bills that happen and only come to us once and we never see them again because they just have a shortage in any given week that we help them meet with groceries.
Do you have any thoughts on the incoming national government in providing more food for less privileged people?
Until we know what their policies are and how they're going to handle it, we're not really sure.
What do you recommend people who are struggling to feed themselves do?
We offer all sorts of assistance around the people who shop in our social supermarket, so we have financial mentors that can meet with them, social workers who can also assist if there's other areas in their lives that we can help them out with to make that money go a little bit further.
What kinds of food items do food banks prefer the public donate to them?
All the staples, tinned items of all sorts. So pastas, sauces, yeah, you name it, we'll take it.
That was James Mitchell of Stats NZ and Jeremy Neve of the Wellington City Mission on the changing price of food and groceries and how it's affecting consumers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.